You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow.
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if you told it to him.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
Hi.
This is the movie show
on your favorite ORSPS. My name is Ryan.
I am Sash.
And welcome.
We are talking about the 94th Academy Awards.
As you would have expected us to talk about it, because everyone's talking about it.
Right?
So we might as well talk about it.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
So, first up, what the hell is the Oscars? Good question. Very good question. We're all wondering the same thing. Okay, so yes, we're going to do like a brief explanation on where the Oscars come from, how that came about, etc., how it works, how you get nominated, like who chooses the films, who chooses the people, who chooses who wins, etc., etc., because we're just out here accepting like winners.
Yeah,
like,
and what's the difference between the Academy Awards and the Oscars? I don't know.
All right, so there is no difference. Oh no, there is. Okay, wait. So the Oscars, right, are the awards that the people win. So that little golden statue.
That's Oscar.
Do you know that dude is actually standing on a film reel? But we don't know that because we've never received one. But it's actually on a film reel. And on the film reel, it has five circles, which at first represented the five different branches that the Academy had. I'll go into more of that now. But basically, the dude is standing on a film reel. But the award itself is called the Oscar, right? So that's where the Oscars come from.
Okay.
But the actual organization is the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. That's actually what this whole thing, where it starts, is the Academy. So right, when you hear the actors or whoever it is receiving an award, they say, I'd like to thank the Academy. That's what they're talking about, because the Academy is the whole organization that runs the awards.
That awards people.
Yes.
For
so the Oscars is just actually it's like a nickname given for the award, and then the award ceremony, they now call it the Oscars because of that. Hmm. Yeah. So the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences was founded in 1927.
927.
And the first Oscars were given out in 1929. And there's different speculations. No one really knows where the term Oscar came from. Some say that there was a journalist at the time who just didn't want to keep writing the golden statue of the Academy was given to, like, he felt like that was too long. So they say that he then just shortened it to Oscar. Other people say because one of the founding chick's uncle's name was Oscar. Other people say this one's hectic. Other people say that one of the chicks thought that the statue looked like her husband from the back, naked. So she and her husband.
What?
Her husband's name was Oscar. So there's many different stories as to why it was called Oscar. But yeah, we will never know, I suppose.
If you know, comment below. But come with your proof and your facts.
Yes.
And your website link and a 100% certified, signed, stamped by the FBI.
There we go.
And the South African police.
People.
Yes.
Yeah. So, in terms of the Oscars or the Academy, so there's about 9,000 members of the Academy. That's a lot of people.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And in the Academy, there are 17 different branches. Now, what I said earlier was when it started out, there were only five branches. That now has gone to 17 different branches. And what the branches is the different awards that you can win. So there's a branch for acting. There's a branch for directing. There's a branch for cinematography.
So
there's a branch for editing.
Are those all the different, like,
categories? Yes.
Wow.
So you can win an award in each branch, for example. So there's 17 different branches. There originally were only five. So there was like acting, directing, editing, like the very basic things. But now obviously they've extended it. And as the film industry's grown and, you know, VFX has come about and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they've extended it
added
to
more branches.
17 branches.
Wow.
Yeah. So the different branches is actors. So that's why best actor.
Yeah.
Casting directors, best casting directors, cinematographers, costume designers, makeup artists and hairstylists, film editors, executives, documentary directors, visual effects, producers, music, public relations, short film and feature animation, sound and writers. So those are the 17 branches of the Academy, right? Now, the Academy is made up of about 9,000 members. So I watched quite a few different videos explaining the Oscars, et cetera, et cetera. And each one of them kind of gave like different figures, but basically members can be added to the Academy at like every year. So that number obviously would grow because as the years go on, the members get bigger and bigger, but you have to be invited to the Academy. You can't just join the Academy.
Sounds
you can't
like a
just sign up.
Club.
It actually literally is like this because, do you know, people also don't know who's in the Academy. Like, you don't go around
you
saying,
see?
I'm part of the Academy. It's like an invite by invitation only. And then you kind of, it's kind of like top secret type of thing of who is the Academy.
Does a member like contribute towards that award or whatever?
Yes.
So they discuss it as a...
No. So if you're a member of the Academy, you have to be, if you're in, for example, the actors branch, you are an actor. So the acting branch, the members that are in the acting branch of the Academy are all actors. The members that are in the directing branch of the Academy are all directors. The members that are in the cinematography branch of whatever are all cinematographers. So in other words, the Academy is made up of people in the film industry that are directors, actors, writers, cinematographers, casting directors. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah. But you have to be invited, and there's different ways. So one of the way is you can be invited if two people from a specific branch basically put in a good word for you. So like, say for instance, you're an actor, and let's just say for instance, Ben Affleck and Robert Downey Jr., I'm making up names here, but they are part of the Academy and they decide that they want Ryan to join the Academy as an actor. They'll put in a word for you and
that's
then
a good idea.
Then Ryan can get invited. The other way to join the Academy is by winning an Oscar yourself. Then obviously you get put on the list because you've won an Oscar. So yeah. I don't know if you
Wait,
automatically get added.
This is making so much sense. Okay, cool.
So
yeah.
I don't think it's an, I stand to be corrected, but as far as I understand, it's not an automatic because you've won an Oscar, you, for example, but you definitely get put on the list to be a possible person that is part of the Academy.
I'm sure everybody like wants to be, well, everyone within the film industry.
No, the Oscars is one of the, it's the biggest awards ceremony amongst the film industry.
Yeah.
That it is the biggest award that you can actually receive. Mm. Yeah. So that's how it works. So there's the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. They then hold the Oscars, which is the award ceremony. And then, yeah, it's made up of a whole lot of different people within the film industry. Now, in terms of the nomination process, so in order for your film to be nominated as one of the nominees for the Oscars, it first of all has to be a feature length film that's over 40 minutes. So your film has to be over 40 minutes unless it's part of the short film category. Then obviously by definition, yeah. But otherwise your film has to be over 40 minutes. It must have run for 1 week in an LA theater. So your film has to have been seen by the public in a Los Angeles cinema for a running time of at least 1 week, minimum of 1 week. Otherwise, you can't put your film as an forward as a nominee. And the last thing is it must land in the year before the Oscars. So there's obviously a certain time period, and you can't bring your film from 15 years ago and then put it in the Oscars. It's every year your film gets a chance to, yeah. Well, the film that you made that year gets a chance to be in.
So all the films or the actors, they, for this year, it was all 2021 films.
Yes.
That
so
been
from
released.
The Oscars that happened last year up until, yeah, cause there were some films that came out early this year. What was, there was. Or were there not 2022 films?
I don't know. I'd have to look for each and every film.
It's actually a good question. I don't know if these films came out this year. No Time to Die was last year. That was 2021. But yeah, it has to happen in the year before.
When
the
is Dune? December.
West Side Story was this year.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah, so it's not. There are some. You just have to fall in before the Oscars, obviously. And obviously, there's probably a cutoff date because they need to then do all of the nominations and put in the votes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So in order then to get nominated, so that's the criteria. You then can, if you meet the criteria, you can basically like almost apply to, for your film to be nominated. If it's accepted, then all of these films then are looked at by the members of the Academy, right? But now, if you are a member, you don't have to look at all 17 different branches because you get only to vote in your category, right? So then all of the directors then get looked at by only the directors, right? So the directors will look through all of the films that were submitted and they'll then decide, all right, the top five directors for me were so and so. The only category that everyone gets to vote in is Best Picture, because that kind of makes sense. Yeah. It's like that's like an overall category. Otherwise, the directors look at the directors, the editors look at the editors, the actors look at the actors, etc., etc., etc. So you basically get the nominees get decided by the people who are good in that craft.
And nobody knows really who. You said who's all in the Academy.
Yeah.
So it's almost like this, if when they vote, they do it.
Yeah. So you can't go
in
and
bribe. On the side or something.
Yeah,
or
you can't really. It's not like a.
It's probably an email that comes in and you're like, all right, guys.
Yeah.
I would imagine that get together or that probably start throwing out names. All right, guys, start throwing in the directors that you thought were awesome. Whatever.
Well, each person votes individually.
Yeah.
So it's not a group decision, actually. It's actually placed on vote. So, for example, I'll write down, okay, out of all of these films, I think the top five directors were so-and-so. Mm. So I'll write a list, right? And that every category will do that. Then what happens is they'll tally up the votes and they actually take it to an accounting company called PwC. It actually goes to an actual accounting company. So this thing is like, it's like,
accurate.
Yeah, it's proper.
And other people do it, not.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and there's even an equation. There's a maths equation. So, yeah. What they do is they look at, so when you vote, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One obviously being your best. So, you actually do it in order of, I thought the best director was so and so down to, so the fifth person obviously was still good because they made it into your top five, but it is in, okay, fifth, fourth, third, second, first. So then what they do is they look at all of the first and they'll tally up. If Ryan got like 50 and he was first on 50 people's lists, for example, then so that works in your advantage. They literally, it's not even if your name was put in 50 times. It's if your name was put in 50 times, but in what order were you number one on 50 people's lists or not?
Wow.
So they first do that. They'll tally that up. Then what they do is they'll look at, okay, the second person, and then they bring in this whole equation, and it's very technical stuff.
That's why they give it to the accountants.
Yeah, they literally
guys.
Give it to accountants.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And then what they do, so the five nominees then obviously will get invited to the Oscars now. So the nominees then will get released and, okay, cool. So this person was nominated because we know who's nominated before the Oscars.
For a specific movie or for a, if I look at Will Smith is best actor.
Yes.
But he was best actor on King Richard. Yeah. So that means a lot of the members of the Academy found Will Smith really impressive in King Richard.
That, yes. And specifically the actors found Will Smith very impressive. Yeah.
But now what happens, or what do you think, because I don't know if you'll have the answer for this, but what do you think will happen if I'm Will Smith and I'm like, nah, I thought I was good in King Richard, I'm going to put my name down there number one.
Look, I don't know. I think you
maybe
can.
They're not allowed to put themselves
down.
Yeah,
I don't know. So obviously there's rules within the Academy that they haven't shared. There might be a rule that, I don't know, maybe if you are an Academy member, I don't know. I don't know if it's a thing of you can vote for yourself or whatever the case may be, but yeah, that he was nominated, and obviously there's 9,000 members, so like, you will get like a fair vote because there's so many people. But then what happens is you'll see there's two black suitcases that, once they've got all the different, once the nominees have happened, right? So you get your nominees, then all of the people in the academy take another vote, and out of the five, they then pick who the best one was.
Yeah.
So there's two votes that actually happen.
So they get the top five, and then they vote for the top five.
Yes. So the first vote is for the five nominees, and then the second vote is for now the best person in that category, which then everyone does that vote for, and then the winner is picked
from
that.
And then you get the award.
Yeah. Then what they do is they write down the person's name on that envelope, gets put in those black suitcases, and literally no one knows except for the two people that obviously wrote the award, the people down. So there's literally no one knows who won until that moment they announce it.
I bet you a lot of money have been thrown at those people. Hey, come on, just tell me. Nah, I can't. Nah, seriously, Jack. Come on, tell me, man.
Leave me alone.
Dude, we've been friends for 2 years. Like, what is wrong? I'm sorry.
One of them by mistakes gets murdered or something.
I can't tell you that Will Smith is best actor for King Richard.
Yo, Flip. Do you know apparently he's resigning from the Academy?
Yeah.
Because of... Yeah. Okay, so that's how the Academy works. That's how the Oscars work. And it's literally been happening every year since 1929. It's been going on.
That gives me a whole different picture of the Academy Awards. That just gives me a whole... I just thought like, okay, cool. People were okay. Yeah, they won. Awesome. But I didn't think... Like in Alasha said, who is Oscar?
Yeah, exactly.
Why Oscar? Why the dude? And now we know that he's on a film strip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Standing on a... I think I'm going to definitely get... Wait, is that a film strip? I'm looking at a picture of...
You can't see it from that angle. Oh, this is also a cool fact. So before... at one point when World War II was happening, the resources for like gold and stuff wasn't available.
Yeah.
So what they started doing was they'd give the Oscar... They made the Oscars basically out of some pathetic material. But then what they did is after the war, when all of those resources came back, they actually then made the proper Oscar and then gave it out to the actors that won. Also, there have been special Oscars that have actually been made. So Walt Disney, he won an Oscar for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And the type of award they actually gave him was the Oscar, so a big one, and then seven little ones, obviously because it was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. There was also a very famous ventriloquist. You know the people that with the puppets? So he won an award as well, and they gave him a special Oscar that looked like the puppet. And you could actually move the mouth of the Oscar. Cool. So they have given out like special awards
before. Yeah, that's creative.
But then also what they used to do is on the night they would give the Oscar to the actor, but then the next day all the actors would have to hand in their Oscars again because they would then they personalize the Oscar to you. So they'll say, Ryan van der Sant won Best Actor in whatever in the 94th Academy Awards. So they personalize it. They personalize the award to you. But now what they've done, obviously with like technology and that's improving, is at one of the after parties of the Oscars, they've actually got like a whole thing set up and the actors can go and line up. And there's actually footage of it. It's pretty cool. You see like a whole lot of different, and you could just see the actors are over the moon, or whoever won the award, they are just over the moon, and they can then go and at that after party, they'll give the Oscar in, and they'll literally watch them inscribe the details on, because obviously no one knows who won when it happens. So it's not like they inscribe it beforehand. So, and then you can then receive your Oscar back and, so that's
with
what they've
name
done.
On it, and you take it home and there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, cause I think I would feel very, I'm not ready to let go. Not yet.
Yeah. Who has won the most Oscars of all time? Well, the person who has triumphed more times at Oscars than anyone else in history is Walt Disney. America's most iconic filmmaker racked up a whopping 26 Oscars.
Wow.
Four of which were honorary awards.
Best animation, right? Or best
filmmaker.
Wait, best filmmaker.
Because you know there's the category of executives.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah.
Oh, cool.
And he also holds the record for the most nominations on 59 nominees.
Yeah. Nominations, not makes sense now. So the nominations are like the top five or whatever. Yes.
So if you're nominated for an Oscar, in fact, they'll
put your name down. They'll still say nominated for.
Yeah, they'll even say Oscar nominees. Mm. So like in movie trailers and that, it's still, if you're nominated, there's you out of how many movies in the last year, you were one out of five that got nominated. So there's still even a, like an award, if I could put it like that.
Yeah.
Or a reputation that comes with it.
Yes. Yeah. I know if you go into Wikipedia, and you actually look at a, whatever actor or director or whatever, and they've usually got that long lineup of all the awards. Yeah. They've even got, if you've been nominated.
Nominated, yeah. And then, so Walt Disney was nominated 59 times. That's insane. And out of the 59 times, he won 26 times. It's a lot of times to win the Oscars.
That is a lot.
Most people are like, if I could just win it once.
Just once.
There was Walt Disney out there winning it 26 times.
Was it like all in a row?
No, I think over the years.
Because
the Oscars happened. Okay, I don't know what happened in 2020. The Oscars did happen in 2020. I just remember it was all social distanced and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if that was 2020 or 2021. I can't remember. Yeah, but yeah. So this year was the 94th Academy Awards. So I thought I haven't watched all the films. I know Dune won so many of the Oscars. Like, I think the film that won the most Oscars this time round was Dune. Like, they did brilliant. Yeah. But I did try, so we tried to watch, I mean, it's a lot of films, but we tried to watch, I have watched Tick, Tick, Boom, which was a nominee. I don't know if it won. Well, we'll go through the list now.
Yeah, I didn't see
it winning. Obviously, Dune was, I watched. What was the other, there were other films that were nominated that I watched. I tried to watch Belfast. I started it. I enjoyed it. I haven't finished it, so I'm not going to comment on it because I haven't finished it. Yeah. And then also The Power of Dog won. That film I watched, I don't recommend it. I didn't enjoy it at all. Yeah. I was still like, how did this film make it? What the hell, man? No, man.
I was looking at the winners. I was like, pick one. Which one?
Yeah, because they are weird. You like half the films. You're just like, this is weird.
And especially me with my family, I've got to look at the parental side, especially with my kids. You know, because usually it's my wife's like, find one for the kids. The kids can watch as well. And I'm like, well, this one's cool. There's a plane that apparently crashes in a tree. I'm like, and then I look at my sons and they're busy playing with their planes. I'm like, okay, wait, no, maybe not.
Yeah, let's not do that one.
We actually found a good one. And specifically because I have a Prime subscription, Coda was on there. And the craziest thing is this, right? Coda.
Isn't it a musical?
No.
It's not.
Coda looks like just one of those, like, oh, okay, somebody, you know, that they weren't aiming for big and they made it for whatever, you know, one of those enjoyable, you know, like indie. Do you qualify as an indie film?
It did look like an indie film.
So when I watched it, I was like, this doesn't even look freaking big, but the storyline was
good.
It was very original. It was brilliant. And there were point of views because, okay, The whole story behind Coda was that there's this family of deaf, apparently the father, the mother's deaf, and the brother's deaf. But the daughter is not deaf. But now what happens is that she helps her family a lot because she's hearing. So for example, her father and her father's son / her brother, they go fishing. But they can't go fishing being deaf because of regulations, rules. I mean, if another ship is coming and so she also communicates with the radio and stuff like that. So you know, her family basically needs her to like live, but now she wants to go out and live a normal life. And so there's that, you know, and she finds a guy that she loves, and you know, it's the whole, but just being from the perspective of someone and the way that they told the story. And usually, you know, when you got deaf people or, you know, someone in a movie that's deaf. Now, I don't know how to say this probably, but they often come across as nice, shame people. Yeah. But her father, like in sign, like some of the language that he uses.
Like, hey, watch your hands.
Like he's like a father, and he's also funny, and he's very, like it's very.
That's so cool.
Like
I actually want to go watch
it. It's very original. It's very, very, very original. So it was such a good film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just to go through the different categories, Best Picture was actually the winner was Coda. Coda won Best Picture. The other nominees was Nightmare Alley with Bradley Cooper. That's where Bradley Cooper was. Remember a few weeks ago, we were like, what happened to Bradley Cooper?
Wait, I know Bradley Cooper.
He was in, he plays Rocket Raccoon. He was in.
Oh yes, Bradley Cooper.
So Nightmare Alley, if anyone wants to go watch that. Also, Don't Look Up. I didn't enjoy that film. I honestly didn't enjoy Don't Look Up.
I don't think I've seen that, right?
You don't need to.
I'll take your word for it, eh?
Dune was part of, it was a nominee for Best Picture. Drive My Car. I personally
that was a film in another language because it won Best International Feature Film. I knew it, and then I started watching it. I was like, "Yep, another language."
Sure,
it's got subs, but yeah.
Yeah, Belfast is one of them. I will finish it.
So Belfast, you've
Kenneth Branagh directed it.
Yes, and he also won. So the movie won Best Original Screenplay, and I think wasn't he nominated for? Yes, he was not. He
best
was
Best Director.
Best. Come on, people! You got to listen to the movie show. That's what Tracy said last week about him. Come on.
And then, Licorice Pizza.
That's interesting.
The Power of Dog. No, West Side Story.
Wait, hang on. Can you just go back to Power of Dog?
No, don't watch it. Don't watch it. Benedict Cumberbatch, don't watch it. It's not even worth it. So we didn't even finish it.
I was trying to pick up if you were saying no for the next movie or you were saying no.
I'm saying no for the Power of Dog.
All right.
West Side Story was nominated. I accept. And King Richard. I haven't watched it. I don't know if I want to.
Best Supporting Actress also came from West Side Story. That Ariana DeBose.
She won. Yeah.
Shame. I was like, same. She went from... what was that? What was the other film that we spoke about that she came from?
Oh, Hamilton.
She went from Hamilton to this movie to bah, Best Supporting Actress.
To winning an Oscar. There we go. Well, Steven Spielberg. Best Actor. So the nominees was Denzel Washington for The Tragedy of Macbeth. Barden becoming the Ricardos.
Right.
Benedict Cumberbatch, The Power of Dog. Mm. And then Andrew Garfield, Tick, Tick, Boom. He did do very well. I thought he did very well.
I haven't watched Tick, Tick, Boom.
Yeah.
I want to watch it.
And then Will Smith won for King Richard. Then Best Actress, winners and nominees. So Penelope Cruz was nominated. Nicole Kidman was nominated. Kristen Stewart was nominated. Olivia Colman was nominated. And Jessica Chastain won for The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
That one
looks interesting. I've seen it. I haven't watched it. I know it also won Best, I think, Makeup and Styling. Yeah. Then Best Original Song. So the person that won this category was No Time to Die, which is James Bond, and that's Billie Eilish. And then I know Lin-Manuel Miranda was also nominated. And the other songs for Best Original Song.
Beyonce
was also nominated.
Why? Yeah.
But Billie Eilish won, which I agree with. That song from No Time to Die was proper. Yeah. I don't agree with. People might shoot me. So Best Animated Feature Film. The nominees were Luca, Flea, The Mitchells versus The Machines, Raya and the Last Dragon, and Encanto. Encanto won. I felt that Raya and the Last Dragon should have won. Against popular opinion. All right, moving right along. International feature film, that was the winner of that category was Drive My Car, which Ryan attempted to watch. Best Director, haha. So, Paul Thomas Anderson for Licorice Pizza, Steven Spielberg for West Side Story. Oh my goodness, that Drive My Car's director, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Kenneth Branagh for Belfast and Jane Campion for The Power of Dog. And
obvious.
Jane won. She won for Best Director.
Yeah.
Best Supporting Actor, Troy Kotsur from Coda. He actually won.
He was good.
Yeah. Then you had Cody Smith McPhee from The Power of Dog, J.K. Simmons from Being the Ricardos. The other two didn't win. They nominated, but they didn't win. Live action short story was won by The Long Goodbye. I didn't look into the short stories though. Best documentary feature film, Summer of Soul 1. Yeah, but I didn't watch
the documentary. We don't do documentaries, so. First, we're like, okay, well done.
Cool.
I'm sure it was good.
Well done.
I'm sure it was good.
Best original screenplay. Belfast won this one. Best original screenplay. The other films were King Richard, The Worst Person in the World. Wow. Licorice Pizza and Don't Look Up. No. Don't Look Up. No. Don't agree. Didn't enjoy that film. Best adapted screenplay. Coda won. That means it was a book. The Lost Daughter, Dune was nominated, Drive My Car and The Power of Dog. Best Original Score, Dune won, and the other nominees were Encanto, Don't Look Up, The Power of Dog, and Madras Paralle, something. I don't know. The next was Best Animated Short Film, The Windshield Wiper.
So I take it that Best Animated Short Film is now under
40 minutes. 40
minutes, right?
Yeah, I suppose so. So they won, Then Best Visual Effects.
Yes, yes.
Dune won.
Yes.
Also nominated Spider-Man No Way Home, Free Guy, No Time to Die, and Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Now, you know what's crazy? I bet you between all those films, you'll probably find like it's the same visual company. So when they started nominating, they were like, hey guys, we win. We win either way. Come stand up, get your shoelaces. Bob, come on, put your tie properly there. Come, we're going up.
I wonder who accepted the award. It must have been the VFX supervisor.
Probably the super. Well, the thing is that there's different. Oh yeah, but there's one main supervisor that talks to. Yeah, okay.
Best makeup and hairstyling, The Eyes of Tammy Faye won. Also nominated was Dune, House of Gucci. That hairstyling and makeup was good. It was proper. Jared Leto looks like a completely different person.
All right.
And then Cruella was also nominated and Coming to America. Mm. Best cinematography, who won?
You must know.
Dune.
Yes. So that's their third.
No, it was more than third. Aren't we on like fourth now?
They won many awards.
West Side Story cinematography was proper. Oh, I loved their cinematography.
Yeah,
it was
great.
Very good. Best costume design, Cruella won.
Yeah.
Their costume design was insane.
It was on another level.
Dune was also nominated and West Side Story was nominated.
But Dune was great, man.
No, Dune was also insane. Was it
original?
No, it was very original. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, those were the 17 branches.
But
the
I don't think they
categories.
Look for... Do you think that, that's so original?
Do you think
it's the amount? Because obviously, you know what? Think about this. I don't know if you've had the same experience as me, but for example, if you guys ever look at paintings, you look at a painting, you're like, oh, okay, it's nice, it's a dog. But when you understand how someone, the painting and the effort that goes into, you actually look at a painting, you're like, wow, look at that. And you actually start so you can imagine when people look for best costume.
Because these are costume designers.
They understand what goes into it. You know, they know, sure, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
No, the costume design for Dune was insane, but Cruella's costume design, remember she had those fancy weird, where they made a dress out of garbage. I don't know if you remember that garbage dress.
Rings a bell.
Yeah, no, the costume was crazy in Cruella.
Wow.
Yeah.
You get some really creative, crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now we understand more about the Oscars. Mm. We hope you understand more about the Oscars. Mm. And maybe next year we'll actually be like, oh, guys, the 95th Academy Awards are coming up. Yeah. The nominees are.
There was someone who commented on a social media platform. He said if Will Smith didn't slap Chris, he would have not known that the Oscars even happened.
No one would have. It's probably true. No one would have known that the Oscars even happened.
Yeah, no, definitely. And then I saw on TV, I don't know if it's happened already. The British, whatever awards.
BAFTA, isn't it the BAFTA awards?
I think it's got something to do with Brixton or Bricks, something like that. But when I saw that up, I'm like, oh, Will Smith's not going to that one. I'm like, no.
But I know
hey.
Out of all of the film awards, the Oscars is the biggest.
Yeah.
Like, it is the
Definitely.
The biggest act, everyone in the film industry says the Oscars, yeah. It is the BAFTAs, the British Academy Film Awards.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. And it's happening on the 13th. Oh, no, it happened on the 13th. No, where are we? April. It happened on the... Okay, no, wait. The BAFTAs happened on the 13th of March.
You know what that makes me think of, eh? Hang on while I Google. Yeah. Waffle about something else. Actually,
oh, well,
while
right,
I quickly-
Now I have to tap dance on air, except no one can see my feet.
You know, you get cinematographers, and then they part... I'm sure you've seen this.
Oh, yes, the BCE,
that part of,
BCE and ACE.
You get the American one.
And the British one, yeah.
Do you think that has got anything... Like, what is that all about? Like, that whole...
That's just... I know it's like... I think it's you become a qualified or a registered,
like a recognized, like, yes, cinematographer.
Yeah,
British Cinematography Award.
There's something. I don't even know if it's an award thing. I think that's just more of like an association.
It's like a club. So if you, and that's
part, I think it gives your name weight.
I bet you. Yeah, I was gonna say. I bet you it's the same thing. If you're part of it, it means
you're part of the. Yeah,
you know, but I'm sure for like Roger Deakins, he's just like, I forget about that part. Just listen to my name, Roger Deakins. You're like, oh yeah, cinematographer.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I have actually enjoyed the show because I now know more about the Oscars.
That was great.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll be back next week, maybe with Coda, maybe with Belfast, maybe with another The Eyes of Tammy Faye. We've got some movie recommendations now from the Oscars.
I was just
about
to say,
yeah.
we can pick one. In fact, wait.
We could just go through it. So guys, this was an Oscar award winning film and it sucked. We hated it. That's the power of dog.
Sashi, I got an idea. But the thing is that our viewers and our listeners have to participate in this one. Otherwise it's not going to work. So we need you. Yes. If you guys comment below, we will see what is the movie that is most listed. If this works, do you think this is going to work? The movie most listed, we will watch.
Yeah.
Because we will have enough time.
Yeah.
We will. All right. So, yes, if you're a listener, go to YouTube, search Active TV, go look for the playlist called The Movie Show Podcast. And for those who are watching, just comment below. Just out of all, go Google Academy Awards 2022. Go look at that list. Your favorite one, put it down there. If there's enough, then that's what we're going to watch.
Definitely.
There you go.
Ta-da!
We need you. This is your chance. There will not be a time again like this. You don't know what will happen tomorrow. Except we could be watching your movie.
All
right, there you go. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah. But this has been The Movie Show.
From your favorite... ORS, yes, your favorite host.
From your winners.
There are no others.
This year's. I don't know what number show this is. 13th movie show of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
That's interesting. Hang on. I just need to find my Active FM manager. What show number are we on?
We would just like to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank my mom. And I'd like to thank everyone that I worked with. Why do they always thank their mom? Why don't they thank their dads as well? I'd like to thank my dad as well. Because he has just as much to do with this as my mom.
Thanks, Dad. You weren't there. See where I am now. Thanks.
That's very sad. And we are signing out now. Peace.
Cheerio.
Hey, 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 hey. Wake up. It's the fairies here. Can you hear them? Listen, listen. Can you hear them? Come here.
FM radio has never been better.